Here's what happens at a death cafe. People, often strangers, gather to eat dessert, cake, drink tea, and discuss death. It is a discussion group rather than a grief support or counseling session. We wanted to find out more about death cafes, so we welcome Barbara Serra, founder of the Circle of Friends for the Dying, which has sponsored 21 death cafes in Ulster County. Lori Schwartz also joins us, a founder of Circle of Friends for the Dying. They've been having monthly death cafe gatherings in Ulster County since August of 2013. The 22nd is in Rosendale on Sunday, May 31st, and we'll hear more about this idea of death cafes this morning. And again, it's a great pleasure to welcome Barbara Serra and Lori Schwartz to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes.
Good to be here.
Very nice to have you here. So, Barbara, tell us about how this whole idea came about of how, because this is a larger movement, this is something that has been around. So how did you start to adopt it and make it your own in the community and in the Hudson Valley?
Well, Lori and I both have backgrounds in the areas of death and dying. I worked at what was called Benedictine Hospital for 20 years, running an oncology support program, and became aware of people dying in the hospital and that it's not the greatest place to die. So we learned about these, that there is a model of a home for the dying, and wanted to get the word out in the community to do more education about death and dying. And along came the Death Cafe movement. So
how would you characterize that movement? What is it trying to achieve?
The Death Cafe, it's an international movement. It started in England. And what they're trying to achieve is to have people come to the realization that death and life go hand in hand. Death has been a taboo in America. We just don't talk about it. We don't want to hear about it.
Right.
We don't fill out our papers, our advance directives, and we try to ignore it. However, whether you plan for it or not, it will happen. So Circle of Friends for the Dying took on the death cafes in Ulster County so that it becomes common language. And we've had between 15 and 75 people come to various cafes around the area. I'm one of the co-founders of the Hospice Association of Ulster County in 1979. So while we have a hospice in Ulster County, we don't have a facility. So if somebody lives alone or lives with someone who can't take care of them, hospice will come in to assess and then help you find a place to be, which is normally now in a nursing home. And I don't know about you, but people I know don't really want to be in a nursing home. So we have a home that we're going to be building, modeled, as Barbara said, after the 25 or so, which are further upstate, more so in your area.
Mm.
And the Death Cafe is the vehicle through which we get people to talk and hear about other people's experiences so they can choose how they want to die when the time comes.
Now, obviously, some of us don't have that choice, right? It either happens quickly, or we were brought to a hospital and it happens, and we don't have that. It's not a choice. It's we die where we die. But we are talking about very specific cases where people, especially in a hospice situation, where a long protracted illness would allow a person to be in a setting that is more amicable, and I assume what they want versus what is offered to them.
Well, when we ask people, and we do this through our trainings, where they would like to die, most people say at home.
Sure.
Yes, and we will offer a home to people who can't die in their own home. But back to the death cafes, every month we go into a different part of the Ulster County community to educate people in that part of the county. So we've been everywhere from Ellenville to Port Ewan to Esopus, Kingston, Woodstock, Saugerties. We've been all over the county, and so that people everywhere will have a chance to have this conversation.
So who shows up? Who comes and puts on their calendar, I'm going to go to a death cafe at 10 o'clock on a Saturday in Rhinebeck?
Well, in Rhinebeck is Dutchess County. Now we're doing them there also.
Right.
Who puts it on? Well, either it starts with perhaps friends and contacts of ours, but the message at every Death Cafe is go out into the community and talk to your friends and your family. So many people who come have heard about it from other people who have come. The word is out there. Death is a real thing. It's happening.
These are sometimes people who have just recently experienced a death, or who have some kind of anxiety about the fact that it's coming, or who don't know what advance directives are and what they should have. These are people who are curious.
So in some ways, it's a planning session. I mean, maybe not at the moment. It's starting a conversation to allow planning to take place.
Correct. We like people to move into action around it so that when their time does come, they've got most of their life together. They know where they'd like to be buried. They know if they want to have a memorial service. And they learn these things from listening to conversations that are happening at the death cafes.
Yeah.
So the model is that people come in, and right now what we do in Ulster County is they come in and they mill around for a little while. We have a band. Busking for Bread are the Death Cafe Troubadours. They play music. And people come in and they mill around. They register. You don't have to register.
Death Cafe Troubadours.
Yeah. That, you don't have to register ahead of time. You just come in, you sign in, and you sit at a table with about six other people. And the conversation begins possibly either just by saying, why did you come today?
Now, I'm fascinated by this whole idea as to why we as a culture and society have trouble talking about this. In general, I, about 2 weeks ago, went out with family members, and we picked out our burial plots. And I made, which, I don't know, didn't seem that odd to me, but I posted it on Facebook, and I believe my post said, you know, we picked out our burial plots today, moving date TBA, I believe is what I wrote.
That's great.
And the respondents were horrified. And I thought that reaction was very odd, because it just seems to me that you want to have, because we are a society that is full of control freaks. I'm one, and you want to have control. So why does it evaporate when it comes to coming to our death and planning that?
It's called denial.
Okay.
And a lot of people live in denial, which does not help them when that time comes. Because, as you know, when somebody's dying or somebody's just recently dead, it's a very emotional time.
Hmm.
It's not the time to think about what kind of casket should I put my mother in. It's not the time to think about where will I put this body. It needs to be pre-planned so that the emotion can happen. The natural emotion of grieving can happen during that time, not the financial reaction.
And when I have been asked about this, of what led me, you know, in this direction, besides that there was an opportunity that came, and we said, okay, we'll take this opportunity. But going back, my uncle many, many years ago, who is long passed, surprised his entire family when he passed, because he had everything from the time he was maybe 40 years old, had everything planned. He knew, I mean, the hymns that were going to be sung, the church, the cars, everything was set. Everything was set. And obviously through, he lived to be 90-something, and through the years and decades that passed, and as the family changes, he changed it and updated it. But that fascinated me, and I thought, well, what a wonderful thing, because nobody has to worry about it then.
So you were educated at a long time ago.
Yeah, I was very impressed by his fortuitous nature of saying, "Okay, well, this is what I don't want anybody worrying about this. I want to do this, and this is what." And I guess, you know, some people have also said, "Well, that seems selfish of, you know, oh, you know, you're planning your own party, if you will." I said, "Well, we do it when we're married. Why shouldn't we do it when we're dying?"
You're right. You're right. And unfortunately, we spend so much time here trying to stay young. And our culture celebrates life, which is great. But we're learning and teaching people to celebrate the fact that your life will come to an end. And how do you want to do it?
So with all of that said, Barbara, I have to say that even when you you approached me, we were at an event a while ago, and you came up to me and talked to me about this idea. And I will say that, that just that idea of just the name of a death cafe does seem like it is rather striking. You know, you're like, well, okay, I don't know. Like, how much fun am I going to have at a death cafe?
We have lots of fun, actually.
I'm sure you do. So talk a little bit about that, because obviously you want to have that name have an impact, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of what you're trying to do here. But also to let people know that it isn't just going to be a morose, put hand in the head kind of event.
Well, we've had meetings. Our Death Cafe has had a meeting to try to come up with a better name or a different name or a more lively name. But this is reality. And, you know, we have so many euphemisms for talking about death. When I was educating interns at the oncology support program where I worked, their first assignment was, how many names can you come up with for what we call death or dying? And it's 60, 70 ways of talking about death.
Sure.
And it's death. It happens.
You know, I like to say, you say that the Death Cafe is a startling name, and it is, and we want it to be startling.
Sure.
Because we want to bring it out of the closet. I like to refer to this whole topic as dying and death, not death and dying, because dying comes first and then death. And it also doesn't roll off the tongue as easily as death and dying. It makes you stop and think a little bit when you say dying and death. And there's a huge distinction between dying and death. And in our death cafes, that becomes clear to people, and they get to see where their anxiety is sitting. Is it in the fact that they would be dying and they don't know how to do that? Or is it the fact that they're going to be dead and they don't know what to do in that area?
That is, I have never heard that before, and that is fascinating. That is really interesting, because you're so right. It isn't, there's the process, which could be a short process or an incredibly long, protracted process of dying. And then there is the finality of death.
And when you lump it together, death and dying, to me, it doesn't have as much effect as dying and death.
Right.
Because, you know, we say that you're dying from the moment you're born. So,
sure.
So everybody.
TikTok.
People say to me, well, why should I come to the Death Cafe? That's only for people who are dying. And I say, so?
Well, and here again. Now, because most of us would think that... I think I'm generalizing here, but I would say probably most people would think that this is something that older people would think of, as opposed to younger people who will say, well, okay, again, going back to my earlier analogy of, well, you never know when it's going to be that time.
That's one of the most consistent things in life, is the fact that we don't know and it's coming anyway.
Right.
I attempt to live my life as if I'm dying now. It increases the quality of my relationship with people, because I don't know that I will see these people ever again. So if I need to say something to them, I need to say it now.
Yes. And that takes away, and that's not a negative. I mean, that's a positive. That's another way of saying I'm living in the moment. I'm living now. I'm trying to get the most out of what is, as I believe it said in the introduction, finite.
Correct.
Yes, how do you want to live the life that you have? And so, Joe, I just want to say that not only are we having them all over Ulster County, but we've developed programs now to have death cafes in Dutchess, in Columbia. I've helped do 6 death cafes in northern Westchester, and we have Facebook pages where people can go and find out about Death Cafe Hudson Valley, Death Cafe Northern Westchester, Death Cafe Dutchess, because it's coming to all of us, and we want to talk about it.
And it's a safe place, right? It's a place where you can talk about this, because it's also very private. It's what you want in your, because we are so conditioned not to talk. Well, we used to be anyway. We used to be so conditioned not to talk about our religion and our politics. Seems like we've gotten over a lot of that.
Also confidential, by the way.
Sure. So, but if I'm talking to, but it's still a group of people talking, right?
Correct.
Yeah. But there's an understanding that information is.
We have guidelines at the very beginning. No judgment, no interruption.
Yep.
And confidentiality is strict.
Yeah. Do we have this is a conversation my wife and I have all the time about just simple things like cremation versus burial. You know, I mean, I don't like either of those options, but okay. You know, open casket, closed casket. I mean, these are all things that I assume come up in that mm-hmm. in these conversations.
And we give out information about advanced directives, about green burials. We had someone come and speak about green burials, about funerals. I mean, we give information because this is about education.
But is there, there's really no right answer to those.
That's why we have the death cafes. You come to your own personal choice.
Yeah.
You get to look at your religion and decide if you want to go along with your religion or not. And we, in a sense, you know, Circle of Friends of the Dying, we don't have any weight on any of it. What the purpose is for people to come to choice. Just as you said, there's cremation, there's burial. There's also giving your body to medical science.
Sure.
There are quite a few alternatives that people aren't aware of.
Yeah. And it's what you're comfortable with.
Correct.
And it doesn't have to be what your family's comfortable with or what you're...
Well, it would be good if your family's comfortable with it because you're dead now and your family has to manage it.
No, I understand that. Meaning, I understand that. I guess what I'm saying is that it can be different with other... It doesn't have to be like a uniform... Here is the Donahue family policy on death.
Exactly.
It is, everyone can be different in how they choose to go
exactly.
about this.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
why we promote conversations. Go home and talk to your family. Let
yeah.
them know your thoughts. Let them know what happened here.
What are the challenges that you, I mean, is there anything that comes up in these meetings and groups that surprise you of, wow, we hadn't thought of that? Because both of you seem very attuned, you know, through your profession and your career of dealing with pretty much. I have an idea that there's really pretty much nothing you guys haven't seen.
I'm pretty comfortable with all of it.
At least I get that sense.
I mean, for 30 years I've been in this field, so nothing really surprises me.
Yeah.
And yet my orientation is very life-focused. I practice Japanese psychology that teaches pay attention, live in the moment. So I'm not focused on death. I'm focused on now, on being in every moment of my life.
Now, you just pointed to a tattoo that you have.
Yes,
it
says now.
Now. Oh, it doesn't say now?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. All right. And when did you have that done?
Now.
Yeah, 2008, when Obama's election, second election.
Okay, so that was a reminder to you. So
to
you look at that.
I do. I don't even need it anymore because now that I remember it all the time.
Yeah.
So live in the moment, but plan for the future.
Well, again, there's a death cafe in Dutchess County on Saturday, May 30th, from 10 to noon.
No, Joe. That one is in Dutchess, and this one is in Ulster.
Okay. All right. So, but there is a death cafe in Dutchess County, right?
Right.
Yes.
Saturday, May 30th, from 10 to noon in Rhinebeck at the Star Library. So we want to make note of that. And then there is a Circle of Friends for the Dying 22nd Death Cafe on Sunday, May 31st at Rosendale Cafe. In Rosendale.
I'd like to add that we do not charge for these death cafes. People can just come, sit, drink coffee, have cake, and it's pretty much a lively discussion.
And if they come at 9:30, the death cafe troubadours will be playing wonderful music, and all the music they play has related to death.
I want that on my resume. I'm a death cafe troubadour. It all relates to death. That's good. And it's and they can find out more information on your Facebook page. It's CFD Death Cafe, right? Does that make sense?
No, it's Death Cafe Hudson Valley.
Death Cafe Hudson Valley. Death Cafe Hudson Valley. And you can find out more information there. So, yeah, facebook.com/CFDHV. CFDHV. All right. I want to thank you both for being with us and talking about this very important issue. Barbara Serra and Lori Schwartz, a great pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you so much. And again, cfdhv.org for more information on the cafes, both in Rosendale as well as in Rhinebeck.
Great. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you so much.
You're
listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.